Hi, I'm Tricia Wolfrey, a coach and therapist, and I wanted to gift you this recording to help you during this difficult time. Played regularly, it should help calm and soothe, give you a new perspective and an ability to deal with your current challenges with more ease. If you enjoy this, there are many other resources at my website, yourempoweredself.co.uk. You can contact me via the same source if you need to. In the meantime, enjoy. This recording should not be used while driving or operating machinery. Find a nice, comfortable place where you can relax, undisturbed. Switch off your phone and make yourself comfortable, safe in the knowledge that you can attend to any emergency if you should need to. In the meantime, feel free to adjust yourself to be as comfortable and as relaxed as you wish. Your hands and feet uncrossed. As you listen to the recording, you become more aware of a sense of peace and calm and inner tranquility. Trance is like an altered state of awareness. You'll be able to hear everything. Though because your unconscious mind will be listening, your unconscious mind doesn't have to. So close your eyes and allow yourself to really enjoy this special time for rest and relaxation. And notice as you breathe gently in and then out. Feel each breath that you take. Breathing in through your heart and out through your feet. Each breath relaxing you more and more. And as you're breathing in and breathing out, and you're hearing my voice talking to you, you're aware of many things. You may be aware of your hands or your feet, whether they're heavy or light, or tingly or numb. And you can wonder what you'll be aware of next. Perhaps which leg is more relaxed than the other. Or perhaps you can notice the gentle sound of your breath as you enjoy this deeply comfortable experience as you're relaxing there. Enjoy the healing sound of your breath entering every cell and fiber of your being, allowing yourself to go only as deeply relaxed as you want to. Enjoying feeling mentally relaxed and physically relaxed. And noticing which part of you is the most relaxed right now. Perhaps it's your left eyebrow or your right knee, the front of your back or the back of your front. Just noticing which part of you is the most relaxed right now and allowing that part to spread that relaxation throughout your entire body, from the top of your head right down to the tips of your toes. And as you allow yourself to relax even more, continue to focus only on your breathing. There's nothing for you to do, nowhere for you to be, but to enjoy this deep, relaxing time for yourself as you enjoy the comforting sound of your own breath as my voice goes with you. Breathing in calm and relaxation. Breathing out tension and anxiety. Each and every word that I speak takes you deeper relaxed. Each and every breath that you take takes you deeper relaxed. In each and every sound that you hear takes you deeper relaxed. Safe, comfortable, and relaxed. Allow yourself to drift gently into a deeper feeling of relaxation while I act as your guide. As you drift deeper and deeper relaxed, feeling a profound sense of well-being and calm. Safe and secure and completely relaxed. So safe, so secure and so relaxed that you sink deeper into this beautiful, comfortable feeling. Just as deeply relaxed as you want to be, and more deeply relaxed than you thought you could be. All the while breathing out any stress or anxiety and breathing in calm and relaxation. Relaxing more and more deeply with each and every breath. More and more deeply with each and every word. More and more deeply with each and every sound. So that a nice, calm expression spreads over your entire face. Tiny muscles around your eyes relax and soften as your eyes roll up into your mind and you relax more and more deeply. And allowing that calm, relaxing feeling to spread up to your forehead and your scalp, releasing all that tension and anxiety as you feel more comfortable and more relaxed with each and every breath you take. And allowing that relaxation to spread to the tiny muscles around your mouth, and even allowing your tongue to relax. That's right. And as your tongue is relaxing, so you relax your jaw, where many people feel tension without even realizing it. So just release any tension by parting your teeth slightly and allowing yourself to relax more and more deeply. And allowing that relaxation now to spread to your throat, your neck, and across your shoulders. Allowing yourself to experience a deepening sense of comfort and ease. Comfort and ease. Comfort and ease. That's right. And allowing that relaxation now to spread to each and every muscle in your back as you release any tension and drift, deeper and deeper still. So deeply relaxed. So very comfortable. Releasing whatever needs to be released now. Good. And as you're relaxing there, you allow that beautiful, relaxing feeling to spread down your arms, your hands, right the way down to your fingertips. So safe and comfortable and so very, very relaxed. As though you are in your very own bubble of relaxation, perfectly safe, perfectly comfortable, and perfectly relaxed. And that relaxation now spreading into your chest and your tummy, deeper and deeper relaxed, and allowing that relaxation now to spread to your hips and thighs, enjoying a deeper and deeper sense of comfort and ease as you drift deeper and deeper still into safety. And allowing that relaxation now to spread to your knees, your shins and calves, right the way down to your feet. And if there is any remaining tension in your body, you release it now through the tips of your toes. Drifting deeper and deeper, comfortably, safely relaxed. Let your breath distract your thoughts. And while you're drifting, enjoying these wonderful feelings, so safe, so comfortable and relaxed, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And with each count, you go even deeper relaxed, deeper as your unconscious mind is ready to absorb all the positive effects of the suggestions that I make to you. 1. Deeper and deeper. 2. Deeper and deeper still. 3. You're engaging with your unconscious mind now. 4. Your unconscious mind is ready to create change for you. 5. Deeply into your unconscious now. You're in uncharted territory. Lots of things are happening quickly, and this may leave you feeling anxious, confused, and lonely. This is normal. But what you will notice more and more is that you're able to take each day as it comes, one step at a time. All the challenges that you've experienced in your life have helped to build the strengths and resources that you need to get you through all of this with more grace and ease than you thought you were capable of. All the worries which may be floating around in your head, interfering with your peace of mind, with your concentration, and with your sleep, can simply be written down on a piece of paper and placed in a box for you to deal with if and when you need to. Out of your head and onto the paper. But more and more you realize that you don't need to address them at all. They're just thoughts. Nothing more or less than that. And by placing them aside in this way, it feels as though already a weight is lifted, and that things have shifted, and that you've been gifted with a greater sense of peace. Now that you've left that collection of anxieties behind, and it's such a release. Such a relief. All emotional and physical tension instantly disappears. The mental clutter cleared. So much better. And you may want to create a nice routine so that it reflects as closely as possible to your usual routine. Structure gives us a sense of purpose and comfort in times of structure. Some things may have shifted, but not everything. Take comfort in what stays the same and accommodate changes with grace and ease. You've got this. In place of the worry and anxiety, you focus on what you can do. All the normal things we all do each day, like chores, self-care, meals and exercise. And of course also to follow the guidance that you've been given. That's all. Simply follow the guidance. And you may be surprised to find how easy it is to fall into this new way of being. You decide not to gorge on the news or media or social media, but to keep yourself gently updated and then get on with your life. You realize that spending so much time on those activities were robbing you of peace of mind. And so you limit your time on them now. And that makes everything easier too. All you need to do is follow the guidance you've been given. That's all. No need to speculate. Simply follow the guidance and focus on what you can do. This is a unique opportunity to take stock. Reevaluate your life. What's working for you? What do you need to let go of? What are you grateful for? A time to do those things you've always wanted to do but never made the time for or never had the time for. To reconnect with people you've lost touch with. Not just on social media, but by picking up the phone or FaceTiming, or some other way which allows you to connect more meaningfully. Also with those that you are in touch with, deepening that sense of connection. No longer rushing from one thing to another. You can be present in the moment with them. A deepening of connection. Whether they can see you or not, allowing your eyes and your voice and your intention to communicate compassion, love, and patience. Knowing that we're all in the same situation. We're all doing our best. And when we all know better, then we do better. We're all learning all of the time. It's an opportunity to pull together as a society, as a nation, and internationally to make COVID-19 something that happened once. Something that we survived by pulling together. A time to recalibrate and collaborate and make this a better world to live in on every level. We may never get a better opportunity to do this. This is also an opportunity for you to focus on all those things that you're grateful for in your life. It's so easy to forget when the world is in turmoil. But despite what is happening, there is so much. The people that you love, the people who love you, past and present, all of your positive qualities, the roof above your head, the warm bed to get into at night, the birds that sing, the flowers that bloom, a random act of kindness, a smile from someone across the street, the fact that spring reliably follows winter with its promise of new beginnings and hope, and summer reliably follows spring full of color and life and cheer. There is a natural rhythm and flow to life which happens all by itself. And even when the clouds are grey, we can be assured the sun is still shining above the clouds. Deepak Chopra said that all change is preceded by chaos. So we can be grateful for the positive change which will come. Some will be subtle. Some will be more profound. Perhaps there will be a greater respect between cultures, between nations, of our differences, a greater respect of our planet, of ourselves. Perhaps the world, through this hugely humbling experience, with our forbearance, will become a kinder, gentler and more compassionate place. A place where we value material things much less than who we are inside and how we treat one another. And now is the time to cultivate helpful habits, to develop those habits that serve you, not just in these uncertain times, but for all times. Practicing radical self-care, following the recommendations and guidelines, social distancing, hand washing, and general hygiene are the practical recommendations. But these sit alongside gentle exercise, drinking plenty of water, eating a balanced diet, practicing mindfulness, meditation, or self-hypnosis, keeping a gratitude journal, limiting social media, limiting the news, acting with kindness and grace to yourself and others. remembering that when people behave badly, it's because they feel badly. So perhaps those people need even more compassion than we know. And also doing things you enjoy, things you used to do, but made no time for now. You can, or things that you can begin to enjoy, hobbies which soothe or give a sense of achievement and balance. Right now you surrender to the reality of what is, and as we cannot venture outwards, choosing this time to look inwards and see that beneath the layers of anxiety lie peace and strength. Connect with those now. They may be buried deep, so be patient and wait. You will find a seed of peace and strength. They're there. Connect with them now. Notice where they are in your body and focus on them. Feel them getting stronger and stronger still. And even stronger. Will you enjoy that connection with the essence of you, which is peaceful and strong? Now allow these feelings to spread throughout your body, noticing them the most where you need them the most. And I don't know where that might be, but your unconscious mind knows exactly where that peace and strength is needed. So let that happen now. Feel those feelings flow through you, melting any worry or fear or anxiety, and replacing them with peace and strength. And knowing that all will come good. A deep knowing that all will come good. A feeling that you can transcend all the chaos that is outside and feel the peace that is inside. And if at times you feel overwhelmed, that's okay. Just acknowledge that feeling and breathe. Just connect to your breath. It's important to allow feelings and let them go so they don't build up and burden you. Simply acknowledge them and let them go. More and more you are finding you're able to adapt to rapid change with grace and ease, knowing that change is part of life. You have a calm and resourceful outcome on life, outlook on life. People and situations that used to bother or upset you before simply don't bother or upset you in the same way anymore. You have a new perspective. No matter what you're doing, no matter who you're with, you're confident in your ability to transcend anything. And and see yourself surrounded in a cocoon of light. The cocoon of light protects you from any negativity from outside or within, giving a new perspective, a positive perspective, allowing you to see things in their correct proportions. You're feeling more positive, more resourceful, and more effective, with the mental flexibility and agility to adapt to change with grace and ease. You have a new wisdom which transcends any turmoil. Your calm and relaxed response enables you to deal with everything with grace and ease. A stronger connection with your true self, a stronger connection to others, and a stronger connection to the world. And I don't know how quickly you'll notice the changes taking place. Maybe that you notice already that there has been a shift inside you. Or maybe you'll notice the third time for the first time that change is taking place and it feels so good. All of the messages you've heard will be reinforced with each and every in-breath in a way which meets the needs of all parts inside, each and every part of you working in harmony to ensure this peace and strength remains within you. Each morning you'll awaken refreshed, revitalized, and ready to meet the day and enjoy the moments in the day much more than you thought possible, smiling all the way from the inside. And each time you hear this recording, you'll be motivated to listen to it regularly. You'll find nuances and meaning to enhance the effect on your unconscious mind. And you can, can't you? And in a moment, I'm going to emerge you. If you wish to drift off and sleep, you'll be able to do so, enjoying a deep and restorative sleep, awakening, feeling thoroughly refreshed and positive. Otherwise, this will bring you back into conscious awareness so that you can go about your day with a greater sense of peace and purpose, feeling positive and relaxed. 5. All the positive effects of this session will be reinforced each and every time you take an in-breath. 4. As your mind-body adjusts itself to this peace and strength, as part of your general way of being and doing. 3. Feeling good about yourself at every level in mind, body, and spirit. 2. Smiling all the way from the inside. And 1. You can open your eyes now.